All right. Well, Bob's actually in a better setup.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He doesn't look like. He didn't look like he's on a. What's it?
He didn't look like Zap Brannigan. Like
lounged out at the. It's gonna say like it was like his, one of your French girls. Yeah. Was that social media called Tinder or whatever? I thought it was like a Tinder.
His conversation. His velour bedspread.
Yes.
All right, so let's try this again. Episode 30 of Nerdcast for season 4. Let's look at them all. If you're looking at us on video, there's Tyler, Aaron, Bob, Adam, and this guy's Iggy.
Wait a second. I was in a different. I'm on top.
No, I'm so on top.
No, I'm on top.
Well, okay.
It's probably Tyler's video. <That's thing. laughs> Tyler knows where we all are. Iggy doesn't.
I do.
It doesn't matter.
So if anyone's curious, yes. This is Tyler right here.
By the way, it does say our name
on this. This is Adam. This is Bob. And this is Iggy. But it does.
We could just wave when you say our name.
Wait, so I'm directly under Tyler?
Well, not exactly. Bob and Good you luck. Are both directly underneath me. You guys are offset.
Yeah.
Oh, so I see how it is.
Yeah, really.
It's hard to point because I turned mirroring off so that my posters behind me where it was bothering me that they were in backwards.
Right.
Yeah.
So what? Show off your posters, Tyler.
I mean,
for those, if we do.
So I'm really upset. I came home and I don't know what happened. Them. Well, I had them hung, but I took them down because, well, I haven't framed the Fifth Element one yet, but the Metropolis one, I don't know if you can see in the camera, it's got a crack in the glass up at the top corner.
Did it fall?
Oh, no,
it didn't fall. It was just hanging on the wall, but I came back from Chicago and came in and there was just a crack in the glass. I don't know if the temperature changed a bunch or something like that.
Well, you did leave all your windows open all weekend, right?
I definitely did do that. So
okay. So somebody, it wasn't a temperature change. Somebody definitely climbed in your window, cracked the corner of your Metropolis, and then turn around and left.
I don't know.
I didn't touch anything else.
I mean, I had to take Fifth Element and what is it? My Raiders of the Lost Ark to the framing store anyway, so I'll take it in and get the glass replaced.
Cool. Well, when I get a new place, I'll have a perfect room for those to all be hung up in.
Okay, fantastic.
So let's open, since we tried to open last time with this talk, the Avengers. Bob asked us all what we love it. We'll get into that. But I did want to, before we even get into it, the money. Talk about the money, Bob. It's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah, $192 million in 3 days. Well, and including Thursday. I think what it did, like $26 million, I think, Thursday from 7 o'clock on. That is, it's number 2 on all time. It did not beat the Avengers, even though I think we all said a week or so ago that it would beat the Avengers. Didn't do it. And they're talking that it was because of the fight in Vegas, the NBA Finals, the Kentucky Derby, which you never know.
NBA's already in the finals?
Well,
they're in the playoffs.
The playoffs.
I was curious.
Yeah.
I was just so sorry, who knows? Being a smart aleck.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, but who knows what brought it.
I think it'll get there. I still think it'll get there eventually. It's just not the opening weekend was going to be tough.
Yeah. They said that over 50% of the people who like watch the fight on Saturday night are planning on seeing it this week. So right. I expect the numbers just to be a real small drop, maybe about 50%.
I don't think anything else broke 10 million over the weekend though. Like if people went to the movies, they saw the Avengers.
No, the next closest was Furious 7 at like 6.6.
Right. Yeah. So it definitely won the box office.
If you take the entire, if you take the entire weekend domestic box office, it's something like, I don't even know, like Avengers accounted for an obscene amount of it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the math in my head here.
Come up with a number. 80%.
And it's almost
82.75% of the box office approximately is what Avengers did domestically this weekend. Yeah.
And it's almost 700 million worldwide. I mean, it's going to hit a billion probably by the end of this week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's stinking crazy.
Yeah, so money-wise, success, for sure. What did you guys think about movie? Like,
Like I said, I mean, I thought it was good. It didn't hit the originals, you know, it didn't hit that level, I think. A lot of action. It was almost an overload of action. It was just like nonstop. And sometimes the plot got a little convoluted.
You think so? But,
yeah, just rushed. A little bit.
Yeah. Didn't like all of the puns. I think that the puns diminished some of the seriousness that it could have had.
Well, I think that's what they wanted a little bit, right?
I mean, there are puns in the original, and you know, some of them are good, or, you know, and you just kind of expect that.
Many. It was like way over the top, I think.
Yeah. Does everybody? No, does everybody have to be Tony Stark now? Because everybody has one-liners like they're Tony Stark through the entire movie.
Well,
like,
there wasn't
a single serious scene other than Hulk and the Black Widow, which was, you know.
I think that's some of that's just Joss Whedon. Like, what has Joss Whedon ever made where every single person on it wasn't the cleverest, most zingerous person? Like, you all wish you could be any character from any Joss Whedon thing. They've all got fantastic lines.
Well, here's the thing. You know, most of those puns came from Ultron, correct? Would you say? I mean, he
did
every
make
character,
the ridiculous
every single one of them.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you think about the plot, I mean, the brainwaves that Ultron was taking basically were Tony Stark. So, you know, he is kind of taking some of Tony Stark's brain, and so he's those little one-liners, those little sarcasms. That's kind of Tony Stark right there.
I'm fine with both Ultron and Vision. Bettany and
Spader.
Just dropped his name. Oh, Spader, gosh. Thank you. Flawless. I had no problems with them, and I had no problems with Spader. Spader's Ultron having that, like you said, that kind of replicating Tony Stark, but every other character constantly. Even the comments between Vision and Thor. I did laugh at that one with the hammer and everything, but was that appropriate? And at that point, had we had too many? I think a big thing in talking with Matt Carter, one of our comic book reviewers, we pointed out is another thing that's kind of hindering this is we're coming off of 2014, which in many people's opinion had the two best Marvel movies. The Winter Soldier was possibly the best all around like movie from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and the Guardians of the Galaxy just blew up and was just a blast. So you had to follow up both of those. And Adam, as you pointed out, as we were talking earlier, you aren't coming off of anything necessarily related to the Avengers. You're coming off Guardians, which didn't have the only tie is that eventually Thanos is going to come into play everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Cause you saw the Infinity Gauntlet a little at this one. I think that timing really did hurt it in terms of me being grounded in the Avengers universe. So if I don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm catching up with it on Netflix. But so if you're not in that universe, then what are you, you know, it's harder to be kind of locked in there, I think.
To be drawn in. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think it was, you know, Bob, you said good. I would say great, not excellent. Cause I mean, I really, really enjoyed it. I had a good time. Laura and I went and saw it and I was laughing basically the whole time. Fantastic, I thought.
I can immediately think of four or five other Marvel movies just off the top of my head that I thought were better. I don't want to say I hated this one, but I just definitely didn't think it was that up curve that we've been seeing, I just didn't feel it with this one, with the Marvel movies.
I'd say there's
I don't think there was any way you could do it. I mean, with the characters, they only really brought in three new characters. Well, four new characters, count the Vision, who was very underdeveloped from there's a thing in a box to here's this super crazy powerful we don't know what and where or why kind of guy.
I think they rushed Ultron too, but Vision was way
underdeveloped.
And people don't understand Vision is a powerful character too.
They made it clear that he's super powerful, but no idea who or what or why he exists for all intents and purposes. I liked Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. I don't know. How spoilerific are we going with this? Are we assuming people have seen this by now?
We've already hinted at the end credits scene, so we might as well just go all right. Out with it.
I mean, I'm a little upset.
Put in the post.
I'm a little upset that Quicksilver went out like a bitch. Like, he straight up... And to be fair, that was straight up, like, Joss Whedon 101, like, playing with classic tropes, because he had all the notes you needed through the entire movie to make it, if it was any other movie, Hawkeye's gonna die.
Yeah.
Hawkeye's about to die. Here's the scene where Hawkeye dies, and then you straight up does the Joss Whedon things. Oh no, we killed someone else. just to fuck. Right. I mean, his messing with tropes is his MO. That's what he does. He takes classic movie tropes and kind of twists them a little bit to mess with them. But at the same time, like, I kind of like Quicksilver. He was fun.
Yeah, don't forget to point out that Quicksilver did have a smart remark, a witty comment, written at the point of his death.
Yeah, but he had made that comment. They earned that.
That was a running gag.
No, that one was earned because he had that back and forth with Hawkeye like four times in the movie prior.
Yeah, but diluted a little bit once you've every moment of action leading up to that has had some kind of.
If you're going to bitch about one of the one-liners, that's not the one.
Right? Yeah,
they earned that one-liner.
I think
If you're going to bitch about a one-liner, that's not the one you get to bitch about. Like, there's a couple of them that are pretty bad, and then there's some of them that aren't great, but I loved. Like, the one for me that just killed it was the very end, like the towards the end of the big battle was the it's a taste of a generation. None of this is, we're going to keep making comments of the video and the video is never going to get released and it's going to be awkward. But is Ultron's, oh, for the love of God, when the Hulk comes in the back of the Quinjet and you just, you don't even see him say it. You just hear him off camera being like, for the love of God. And then he gets tossed out the window. Like, I thought that was awesome.
No, that was a good, I was okay with that one too. And I'm okay with some of them. I'm definitely okay with Iron Man walking into any scene, no matter how serious it is, and making a comment, because that's Tony Stark for you.
I don't know. I mean, like, the one thing about it is you make it sound like this was a character change for all of them, with the exception of probably Rogers. All these characters in all their previous movies were being these clever, funny people. Like, Hulk was making cracks as early as Avengers. Black Widow's been nothing but, like, you know, shaded innuendo and like kind of cracks at everyone's expense. And
now clearly very clever. Like,
everyone else, like, it's not like they just all of a sudden became comedians this movie. Like, everyone played pretty, you know, true to their roots. I mean, it's not like we just all of a sudden made them jokers and they had, up to this point, they had been stoic and straightforward.
Same time, like, you watch Thor, even the Iron Man movies that you watch, they were still more serious. They had a serious tone to them. There was times for joking, but this one was just like people were laughing at inappropriate moments and it made for more of a kid's movie.
I don't know. There was no way this was as serious, but you can't call any Marvel movie to this point even remotely. Like, they all have serious moments, but they're not
DC movies.
None of these have super serious moments in them. And like,
but
I have a more serious tone, like 10 times more serious, like the Spider-Man movies, the other Avengers movie.
Don't even put Spider-Man in.
That's more, Spider-Man's another studio anyways.
Well, I think the difference is the individual movies, you're only getting one of the characters. So you lose all the camaraderie. So yeah, they're going to be more serious because they don't have those other people to play off of.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you put Rogers and Iron and Stark in the room together and they, you know, sure there's some tension there. And there always will be because they're different people, but they also play off each other. That comment about, you know, being able to pick up the hammer and, oh, well, if you put in an elevator, the elevator's going to go up. Elevator's definitely not worthy. Like, that's fantastic play back and forth.
That was funny. I hate all this reasoning and common sense. I just want to say that
here's one more complaint, if I'm talking, if you can hear me. Here's one more complaint for you guys. I feel like we're handed a setup to Civil War on a platter, and then it's pulled away from us at the end of the movie.
Yeah,
like, why wouldn't you leave that tension there for what's supposed to happen next anyways?
Four more movies in between now and then.
No, Civil War is before Captain America?
Civil War is the next
America's movie. Next May. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't think they want to leave it on a cliffhanger. Like, you don't, like, and they set the tension up very clearly. Like, they drew the lines between Captain and Iron Man, but they're not going to leave it on like a, we're breaking out into fist fights because there's got to be an impetus. There's got to be a trick for it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with no cliffhanger and I'm fine with some, but it felt like at the end that them two were just fine with each other.
Like, yeah, we're
I would have liked that tension.
I think they were fine because Iron Man says, I'm out and like leaves, like he's out, he's done. I think that's the only reason. If Iron Man sticks around, then I think there's more tension there. And I think the tension comes from the fact that Iron Man decides to get back in because of something that happens. What are you doing? Why do you keep doing this?
I'm just playing around with the video. So You gotta have fun with it, right? In case the video.
I was having fun with it earlier, and you were.
No, you were like eating into the microphone.
I had the talking frog. I thought that was fun.
The talking frog was funny.
So,
I have to say, the one thing that really bothered me, I know Tyler liked Quicksilver. I just think Aaron Taylor Johnson is probably the most
wrong.
Except for Kick-Ass.
You're wrong.
Oh no, I am not. Godzilla. And did anyone else find it kind of strange in Godzilla? Elizabeth Olsen and he were husband and wife, and they're making out. And in this,
that was so gross.
They're like brother and sister. And they have the Boris and Natasha voice.
To be fair, if you go back and read any comic books, Peter and Wanda's relationship is less than comfortable in the comic book. it borderlines on incest a lot. That family is a little messed up. But I I'm not going to go out and say Aaron Taylor Johnson's the best actor out there, but I will give you the fact that he's one of those few people who, like, it takes at least a good half hour, hour of him on screen for me to realize it's him. Cause like every time he plays a role, he looks completely different than the role before that.
Yeah. I was like halfway through the movie before I realized it was Kick-Ass.
Like I had to explain to someone who it was, someone I went and saw the movie with. I'm like, no, that's the guy from Kick-Ass and Godzilla. And he had to look at the screen for a while and be like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't overly impressed with him,
but I don't think he took away from the movie.
No, he didn't, but it just, I just wonder if there could have been some other actors playing Quicksilver.
But he's so handsome.
I think he did.
So the question I have is, because like it's been brought up a couple different times online now.
I know it's where you're going.
There was a very conscious effort to make clear what they were after before they started the fight. Was Avengers was Age of Ultron like a not so subtle dig at Zack Snyder and the DC universe with the whole like not only are we going to stop the villain but we're going to spend a good 30 minutes making sure that we save every single civilian we possibly can as opposed to let's just drop buildings on orphanages while we're at it, like while we're stopping Zod. I think to an extent they did it over the top a little bit, because in the first one they did it right where Iron Man has that sequence where he saves the building full of people, directs the police officers, and then they go on with their fight. But this one, like, literally more than half of the big set piece was not fighting Ultron, but fighting the robots to save civilians and get them on the boats.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it could have been. I think it could have been a subtle thing there. I also think, though, and Tyler, you'll know as well as anybody else better here, that, the Avengers have always been, though, about making peace and keeping everybody safe. But I think they might have exposed it a bit more in the movie because of that. Yeah.
So here's
anybody seeing it a second time?
I am. I'm going to see it probably this week.
Probably. Of course, yes. At some point.
Yeah. So here's a question.
I'm in the theater.
Quicksilver in Days of Future Past or Quicksilver in Avengers? Who do you prefer?
Avengers.
I don't know. That Days of Future Past scene is really, really good.
Yeah, but you want to talk about a character underdeveloped, and it would be Quicksilver in Days of Future Past. It's just, hey, he has that one scene in the kitchen in the Pentagon, which I guess.
I don't think he was meant to be developed other than he was meant to be a set piece. But like, it's not like this Quicksilver was super developed. Our parents were killed when we were young, and we signed up to become superheroes. And
I did.
Well, they had to make a new story.
I'm not saying their story was good or bad. I'm just saying there wasn't a whole lot to them other than.
Yeah, I like that backstory where they're lying under the bed and the missile in front of them says Stark on it. So that's their motivation.
Literally the motivation of like half of Iron Man's villains, though. Yeah. When it's all said and done, like Iron Man, Tony Stark did something a long time ago that I've held a grudge about for the last 30 years. So
or
Tony Stark did something yesterday that I've held a grudge about. Hell, that was literally
Iron Man 1.
Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Iron Man, and Iron Man 3. Iron Man 1, he does it because of he gets blown up by his own bomb and then Ironmonger. Iron Man 2, it's because something his dad and his company did to that other guy's dad. And then the third one, he blew off Guy Pearce and Guy Pearce thought about jumping off a building and then decided instead to destroy Tony Stark.
No, I'll become evil, yeah. That's true.
Tony Stark, the villain maker.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to see it a second time in theater, mainly because I have Mad Max around the corner that I'm getting excited for.
You got 2 weeks for that.
Well, I got plenty to do in 2 weeks.
Now, here's the question. Obviously, it didn't make as much as it was expected, but they're also saying that there was a lot going on this weekend that kept people from seeing it this weekend. Is it going to maintain, or are we going to see a pretty big drop? Like, is this its peak and it's done? Like,
I think it's peak, but it's going to keep – I think you're still going to see some good money out of it.
Well, I mean, are we seeing like a really, really good movie that's got momentum, that's a blockbuster, you maybe see 20-30% drop is a phenomenal. And then are we seeing like 20-30%, or are we seeing like 50%?
I'm going to say probably 50%.
It's hard to have two weekends over $150 million, I think. So I would say I could see at least 100, maybe 120, but I can't see it only dropping 20 or 30%. There's just too much money.
There's not a lot of competition out there this weekend. I think the other movie that's out this weekend is that Reese Witherspoon, Sofia Vergara movie. So there's no competition until next week.
I'll go see that.
No, have fun.
But next week is Mad Max. Is it rated? It better be rated R.
It's R.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Good. So
Mad Max.
The preview is pretty close to being R.
Yeah.
The problem with Mad Max is it's gonna. I mean, not only because it's R, but it's probably, if I had to guess right now, it comes out the 15th.
Yeah.
I would bet you it's probably its opening weekend's probably third place at the box office.
You think?
Yep.
Third?
Yep, because I think Avengers will still be ahead of it. Because number one, you have to take it out. It's rated R. So rated R movies. So Avengers will still be ahead of it. And you know what else? What other movie comes out on the 15th?
I don't know.
Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which will make...
Are you going to watch that?
Everyone's going to watch
Lots
that.
Lots of people will watch that.
That movie made so much money, and it's probably one of the best-selling Blu-ray DVDs out there.
Yeah, there were guys in the theater when they did the preview that said, "Oh, I'm going to go see that."
I'm just saying, like, if you have a movie, whether or not it's about a cappella or not, and you tell me that Anna Kendrick and Anna Kendrick's in it, I'll probably. Yep.
Fair point.
I think, who else? Brittany Snow.
What that guy said.
Yeah. Brittany Snow's not unattractive. And they've got a lot. And Elizabeth Banks, Hailee Steinfeld, Katie Seagal apparently is going to be in this one.
Wow.
Who was the one? Is someone I don't think is coming back. Who was the other, like the other main lead from the first time around?
I don't know.
Anna Kendrick, Brittany Snow, and I don't remember who that was.
Rebel Wilson, but she's back.
Rebel Wilson's back. I don't know.
I've never seen any.
I would say if the weekend of the 15th, it'll be a race to number one between Pitch Perfect and Avengers, and Mad Max will be a distant third.
I can see that.
Well, that makes sense.
I mean, the problem is also it's been so long since there's been a Mad Max movie that, like, I feel like it's missing a generation. It's going to have to bring in a whole new audience. I don't think it's going to get the nostalgia factor that some of the other remakes or reboots have gotten recently.
Yeah. I mean, and they didn't put Master Blaster in it, so.
Yeah. But it does have Tom Hardy.
I'm just saying, if that trailer, at any point, there was a little clip in the trailer of a little person on the back of a big giant monster, I would have, like, literally already bought my ticket.
Kyler, you're on point tonight.
Yeah.
People.
I hate agreeing with him this much, but yes.
Yeah.
Right. I do want to point out for people that, like Tyler pointed out, will not see the video. I think Aaron's the only one that doesn't realize she's on video. She's been pretty entertaining to watch.
So everyone will want to watch this video then.
Just to see you like squirreling around. I don't know. I don't even know what you're doing.
Well, I can't sit still very long. I do want to say that I still haven't seen any of the original Mad Maxes, so I can't relate to you on any of that.
Wait, what?
Can we all get a video response here?
I don't want to see any of them until I watch the new one, because then I won't appreciate the new one as much. I just want to watch the new one for all of Tom Hardy goodness.
That's Mel Gibson. That's Mel Gibson at the top of his game.
I get Full Frontal, maybe.
No.
Probably not.
Go watch Bronson.
Just put Bronson back on. But you can't argue that was Mel Gibson at top form right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't argue that. You're right.
Nope. But what are we doing?
Oh, there it is.
We got the trailer.
Oh, wow.
No. This is not from the movie.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Mad Max.
This is the original? Oh, geez.
That's the original.
Look at how young. He's such a guy.
He was super attractive.
This is one of the best scenes in the whole movie.
Yeah, look how young Mel Gibson is.
He looks like he's going to, like,
kill a guy. Yeah.
Yeah, but of course he's not going to talk like Mel Gibson.
He's still Australian.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you guys like my accent.
That was an accent?
No, if you want to know how to speak Australian, listen to that Ben Templesmith interview. He does a good job explaining how to speak Australian to us.
I thought he was British. When I spoke to Ben Templesmith, I thought he was British. I mean, it's a British English, but...
This scene's way longer than I remember.
Yeah.
Bill Toe-Cutter already.
What's going on?
Here we go.
What's going
on? Wait for it.
Did that guy's eyes bulge out of his head?
Pretty much.
They're not even in his head anymore.
That was cool.
How much fun was that? He popped out of his eyeballs before he got smashed by a semi. And what was happening in that scene?
I was so excited for
video podcast. So excited to do a video podcast now. The problem is, we will never not talk about movies now.
We'll just do trailer.
Talk about this movie, watch this clip or trailer.
We will Mystery Science Theater all of the trailers.
Hold on. Mel Gibson looked like he was going to have an orgasm chasing that man to his death.
He probably was.
Well, I mean, that guy did some shit, man. It's Toe Cutter.
Oh. I didn't know we had a time limit on this.
We have a time limit.
Dun, dun, dun.
We got how long have we been going?
Adam didn't warn us about that.
We've been going at it for a good 35 minutes.
No, we haven't, because we had to cut and restart. We'll have to cut the meeting. Start a new meeting, and then that's the part where we can insert your ad here.
Go to intermission.
Yes.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Is there one we can do for? Lobby. I don't know. Has anyone tried Hangouts? You can do Hangouts, can't you? Can you record those to video format?
We can hang out
with the wang out.
No, we can't do that part.
No.
$100.
Why did you say that?
$100 a year for unlimited videos.
Wow. $100 a year. Anybody got that?
$100.
Or 10 bucks a month.
Or your ad here to pay for that.
Here we go.
Yeah, if you want to see more video podcast.
I did send a picture of an open corner.
Of an open corner.
What?
Somebody want to work a corner?
Yeah. The corner. That was good. That was good.
Insulting mom jokes, Bob. Terrible.
Speaking of mom, it's Mother's Day this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, everybody has to.
Next weekend, if I get to hear.
So, as the Project Nerd mom, do I get anything special?
High fives? Hugs? We won't make fun of you on Sunday. Okay, I speak for me and Adam. Tyler, I can't hold him to that. I can't promise that he won't go a whole day without making fun of you.
It's true.
But you know what all the moms are going to be doing this weekend? They're going to be sending their kids out to Avenger. Moms are going to be home watching 50 Shades of Grey on home video.
Oh, gross.
It's the pre-ordered video release in Amazon history.
Is it
the unrated version?
Yes, the most
pre-ordered
Amazon movie.
Because you get a free preview to 50 Shades Darker.
Ooh.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's your next book.
Because once you go darker, you never go back.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think that the 50 Shades series should be banned from American children because, you know, like, sure, it's a lot of adult women who are watching it because they have horrible lives, apparently. No judgment here on my part, but there's a bunch of like teenagers watching this stuff, and it's disgusting. Like, I don't want people to think that this is normal. You know,
we don't ban books here, Aaron.
Yes, no. We do. We should censor the world from 50 Shades.
Never. Hey, ever.
Some people are into bondage. Let them be into it.
Yeah,
they're not hurting anyone.
It's going to be nicer because people can watch this. Women can watch this at home because, I mean, how many people? There are all these reports of women bringing all these little sex toys into the theaters
doing dirty acts with themselves. Now they can keep it at home. Keep it at home, ladies. Yeah.
I can't believe they brought toys to the theater. I'm sure they're just like,
oh, whatever, Aaron. You're
50 Shades of Grey.
That should be part of the advertising. Is you can do it at home now. Don't do it at the theater.
They should sell the. Doesn't the collector's edition have some kind of toy in it?
That'd be perfect.
Oh, that's the new Batman animated release that has a toy in it. My bad. Wrong kind of toy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, though, Aaron's going to get kicked out of the theater for Mad Max with Tom Hardy on there.
Gosh, I don't even care about Tom Hardy that much.
Oh, whatever. I mean,
he's not even that big a deal.
Speaking of movies,
this is why
out.
We need a video podcast. You don't care about Tom Hardy that much?
I know what Iggy cares about right now, though.
What?
What?
How do we feel about this?
Hot dog, we're screen sharing again.
No.
It looks so good.
No. I really enjoyed
Harley Quinn looks awesome.
Harley.
I really enjoyed the Will Smith inner dialogue meme that's going around. Wait, how did I end up here? Like, he looks totally disinterested and like I don't understand what's going on in the world.
Is that Killer Croc right over there?
Yes.
Yes.
That doesn't look anything like what I would expect Killer Croc.
No, he looks like, does everybody remember the movie Super Mario Bros. From the 90s?
He looks like one of the Goombas.
There's Killer Croc.
That's awesome.
They took the same costume, recycled it. Good job.
Okay. I'm excited for it because it's going to be good. Like, and the Joker wasn't even in that shot because
he's not going to be in that.
He's going
to
be in Arkham.
Well, he's not in the Suicide Squad. Yeah, he's going to be a minor role. I'm still excited for the movie. I think of anything DC is doing, this one seems to be coming together the best.
Yeah.
I half those costumes, actually the majority of those costumes, I have no problem with.
Harley,
they have butchered the costume for. I think Margot Robbie is a fantastic person to play her. Seeing her in different roles and everything like that, and her look, her expression is great, but the costume just isn't right.
I'm not a fan of the blue and red. Yeah.
Did anybody?
Why? Is it just because it's blue?
Well, she has blue and red in some of the stuff. I mean, there are like it's not
but
that.
That's just one costume. I mean, she may have a whole costume.
It's a good point, and it would make sense that if there was any character that just shows up in a bunch of different costumes throughout the movie, in any DC movie, it would be Harley Quinn. I don't know. Did any of y'all? I didn't read it. I saw the headline, but did anybody read Bruce Timm's response to that? Because he, is my understanding, he defended the costume that they showed her in. Bruce Timm, of course, the creator of.
Yeah, I didn't read the quote exactly. Bruce Timm, the executive producer, creator of Batman the Animated Series, obviously created the character. He was definitely not against it. So.
Well, I'm not against it either. I just prefer the black and red. It's not that I don't think, oh, it's not canon or anything like that. That's not what I was saying. I just don't like the blue and red outfit.
Well, I mean, the black and red is very specifically, it's the character. She's Harley Quinn. She's a Harlequin. She's supposed to have the checkered, you know, black and red. Like, that's the whole thing. So
could the decision to go from black to blue, could that be, you know, a creative decision for the movie for like the effects, the way it is, because you know it's going to be a dark movie.
I think it's probably definitely a production decision.
Yes, there you go, production decision. So I mean, there could be reason to it. It might help some of the fans or some of the people like Adam and myself. You know, if we got a better explanation for it. The other thing too is I can deal with that change for Harley if they were still holding up that original Joker photo as going to be in the movie. That one would have killed it for me. But this I can deal with because Harley is not going to be made or broke
We lost him.
I'm guessing that was by her appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah, her attitude's going to be the bigger issue than appearance, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and I think the one thing that really is a killer for it, and I don't know if they're going to make her mimic it or make her do her own thing, but if you go back and like see making of stuff from Batman the Animated Series, Harley Quinn, they picked the actors. I keep trying, I'm blanking on her voice. They picked the voice actress with the voice first and then created the character around that. Like, the voice was like the starting off point. Like, that is a very iconic, like, she was written and drawn to use that voice, and I think that's a huge part of that character. Now, she's since grown out of that, but she was like, people, like we said, she's originally an animated character from the TV show that has then been folded into the comics. But just like a lot of times, you know, Mark Hamill is the Joker for people, Kevin Conroy is Batman for people. Like, her voice, I would say, is even more iconic than she, like, she's tied to that voice more than any other animated DC comic book character, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I think I think we seem to all be okay.
We weren't ready to get started, Iggy. Just
I can tell. Aaron's disappeared and Tyler's eating.
Oh, there she is.
I was crunching. I was actually crunching ice. So,
what is okay?
I like to pop up and surprise you guys.
What happened to your headphones?
I put them down. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we could hear you without you even having the headphones on. I don't think you have your audio set up correctly.
They were put down.
No, what I think she's going through the audio, the mic on the computer. Yes.
Oh no.
And I think that's why we hear ourselves sometimes in a bit of an echo.
How do I do this?
Hey, whose audio am I hearing through? Oh no, not us, not us.
Can you
sign in?
Oh, well.
How are you even talking to us right now?
You don't have to be logged into Zoom to utilize the link. You probably just click the link in the message that Tyler sent. Because you don't have to have Zoom to attend a meeting. You only have to have Zoom to launch.
Now go back up there. Now that you're signed in.
Oh, I can have preferences.
Preferences. Well, I hope we don't need the full time for whatever this meeting ends. We have to do a third one.
Whoa, it sounds totally different. I can hear you guys on my headset suddenly.
Oh.
There we go.
Do I sound better?
Okay, yeah, now quit sharing your screen.
Okay, I sound better.
Stop now quit sharing your screen.
I stopped.
All right.
I stopped all right. sharing.
Are you, all right, are you ready, all right, Tyler? All right. You ready for this, Tyler?
I'm ready for this. I don't know.
He's got his mic muted.
Oh, got his mic muted. Okay.
Sorry, we were in technical support land, so I thought I'd finish eating my dinner. It's fine.
Awesome. We need you, though, on technical support land. Okay. So anyways, we were talking about Harley Quinn, and I think we may not all be in 100% agreement, but I think we're all on the same page with how we feel about that.
Yeah.
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 I'm still in my DC page that until they make an actual, like, good movie that's not Christopher Nolan and not Batman, that, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, I'm sure she'll be fine, and I don't really have a major issue with the outfit, other than I like the black and red one better than the blue and red one, but I just don't, I have zero confidence in this being a good movie, let alone a great or excellent movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after that Hollywood Reporter article that just talked about how many cooks are in the kitchen when it comes to Warner Brothers properties, specifically DC ones. And then in two consecutive weeks now, you release a Joker image that strays away from the Joker, and people lose their minds over. A week later, you release a Harley Quinn. People take it up to, someone is just like Darth Vader in their microphone. Like
Iggy.
Okay. Just checking.
It every time when you laugh, Iggy.
Oh, when I was laughing. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm mainly muting myself, but I'll make sure when I'm laughing, I'm muting as well.
But they definitely now. Granted, they've released the whole cast now, but like, so there's not many more like things. But obviously, Harley Quinn is the one people went after. Where they definitely took liberties with Deadshot. They took liberties with. I mean, I don't have a problem with the Killer Croc. I mean, there's definitely been versions of Killer Croc that look pretty close to what that was, but at the same time, like,
right.
They've yet to make a production.
He's the weirdest of the characters.
They've yet to make a pre-production move that hasn't been mostly received negatively, you know? So,
Yeah.
So they haven't released any actual full productions that haven't been received mostly negatively either, though. So
they're right. Not true. There was the Batman trilogy.
Did you see the? Someone redid the Batman versus Superman. Someone redid the Dawn of Justice trailer using the art style and video clips from Batman the Animated Series. Anyone see that one? It's awesome. Wow.
I mean, I'd like that movie actually. Can we just give the movie to Warner Brothers Animated? Can we just do that? WB Animation and just move on.
Aren't they supposed to be releasing?
Yeah, Warner Premiere.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Warner Premiere hits a home run almost every time. They've had a few questionable animated movies, but the majority of them are fantastic. Let's let them be in charge of all of what Warner Brothers is doing.
Right. Let them do the writing, let them do the production, and then just have somebody film it live action and just call it good.
Yeah. I thought that they were supposed to actually come out with an animated DC film at some point, either this year or next year. I had heard rumors that they were.
Oh, well, the Aquaman one was, there was rumors of it being a theatrical release, but they just went straight to video at the beginning of the year, like all their other ones. They've actually, at this point, and we've reviewed them all, they've done two Batman ones already, the Aquaman one, and then there's a third Batman one that I think I'm going to end up reviewing that just came out, I don't know. But it's out in a few weeks.
Right. You mentioned Warner Premiere having a few bad ones. But when you do 12 movies a year, like...
Aaron, why do we see your ass?
Yeah, you're going to have a couple, a couple questionable...
She can't see my booty, can you?
Well, we could. Now people are going to want to see this video for sure.
They're going to be like, why aren't you all releasing the video? Oh, Aaron's got the new Batman one there, so that'll be reviewed soon. That's not necessarily the Warner Premiere. That's more from the animated stuff. What is that?
I have another screener. It's a book.
That's Django Wexler's new book. Is my mic on? Yeah. That's he wrote the Shadow Campaigns, the first one, The Thousand Names, and then The Shadow Throne, and this is the conclusion to the...
Well, don't give it to Tyler to review.
I'm going to buy that book and read it anyway. I mean, you can give it to me because I'll actually finish that one because I know it'll be good as opposed to that other one you gave me. I finished like three books this week and have recorded reviews for them. It's way easier to record them to actually write them, but it also helps that the books have been way better than that other one that we got sent.
Whoa, bro. We are recording right now.
I know. You can
cut. He didn't mention it by name. It's not like he said, this book, insert title, sucked.
I definitely
did not. He can say it sucks all he wants to in a review for the site. Because that's all we got.
I'd have to finish the book first, but yeah. I couldn't get through the first half of it. I don't know. Let's talk about other things. Speaking of things, Bob. So we did something that Aaron was excited about, something Iggy was excited about, specifically for Bob.
Whoa.
What? What was Iggy excited about?
The Suicide Squad picture. Not like in a good way excited about, like something you're going to get worked up about.
Okay, okay.
Bob, we've got...
Age of Ultron.
No, this one.
Tyler just loves screen.
Oh yes!
Everybody's excited about
this.
That
is awesome.
John Wick 2 has been greenlit.
Are they going to kill like more puppies? Because if they are, then I'm not going to watch it.
Yes. Yeah. No, the puppy killing has already taken place.
Yeah. He's going to get a kitten, and
we don't have to worry about that.
Like,
so well, remember, he's all
of John Wick. This is my reaction. Video reaction.
What else is announced?
I think we're all excited about John Wick 2.
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
Yeah, we should actually say what it is if we don't release the video, because I don't think until Adam just said it that we actually mentioned
it. Is official
John Wick.
It is official that Reeves is going to return for John Wick number 2, and we are all very excited about it.
Hooray!
And they haven't said...
Who was ready for that first one to be that badass, though?
Nobody.
No one saw that.
Not a single person.
Everybody says you're not going to expect how good it is, and everybody still went in with terribly low expectations.
And left with...
Stop with the pantomime. Nobody can hear you.
And then another one that I think is exciting is they've no idea who he'll be or what character he'll play, but... This is now official as well.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Tyler is meeting up his screen sharing thing here.
Martin Freeman, Captain America.
We're going to have to release video.
Conversation pieces. We can stare at things other than each other's faces.
But I want to stare at
this is way, This is way better than looking at our faces, let's be honest.
It's Martin Freeman. He's going to be in Captain America.
That'll be for everybody. So, that'll be interesting. I mean, you got to understand now that there is now a distinct possibility that at some point in the MCU, Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch will be on the screen at the same time.
Yep, I'm down.
That's happening.
they're going to have to.
And they're going to have a witty comment.
I mean, they have to not.
Maybe a pun even.
They have
what
to.
What that guy's saying.
Like, and we won't complain about
Martin Freeman has to be a thing. Like, he has to actually be a character who doesn't either A, die, or B, has an excuse to keep showing up in the universe. Maybe he'll be the new Coulson.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think that works really well for him.
He'll be the tie together guy.
Yep.
I mean, people talk about Benedict Cumberbatch being in all the things, but man, between Martin Freeman, I mean, he was in obviously Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, beloved sci-fi book. He was now been the Hobbit, beloved fantasy book. He's been Dr. John Watson, beloved just book in general.
Literary book, yes.
Then he did that turn on Fargo and his Wisconsin accent. I mean, his, what are you, was it Wisconsin?
North Dakota.
Well, this one was Minnesota. Oh, yeah. Minnesota accent. It wasn't in North Dakota. It was, the TV show was called Fargo. It didn't take place
Minnesota.
Oh, never mind. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
He's fantastic. What else? I mean, he was obviously the original hero of the original Office. So
he was in Love Actually. That was real good.
Yeah. Everybody's in Love Actually.
Everyone was. I mean, Martin Freeman is in all the things now. Between him and Benedict Cumberbatch, they're in
it. Oh, yeah, at the World's End.
World's End, Shaun of the Dead.
Hot Fuzz.
Yep. Hot Fuzz.
Good, thanks. Real good.
Very good. What other screens can we have, Tyler?
I mean, I can share all the things. Don't you worry about it. I don't know what else you guys wanted to talk about. What else is in the wind? What else is it? Where we lost Iggy again?
Yeah, I think so.
Where'd he go?
He's gone.
Did you guys lose Iggy too?
Yeah, gone. Four
I lost everyone's audio.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Can you guys hear me? Not up there, yes. If you can hear me. All right, I can't hear you.
That's not good.
That was cool how we were all nodding at the same time.
Let's all do that again. Here
fixed
we go.
It. I can hear you.
One, two, three. Nod.
No, I can hear you. I can hear you now. It's
nobody else is doing all it.
Right. Yeah, we are. You can't see it.
Oh, Adam, you're frozen a little bit. Now I can see you now.
Yeah. Did you hear about that article that says that most people's beards usually have poop in them?
It's a false article, Bob.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Oh, like feces, like kind of like how you have feces under your fingernails or something.
No, it's not even feces. They found a bacterium that's also found in your intestine.
So there's skin.
You'll also find it on most people's skin. Oh. It's not feces. It's a bacteria that also lives within your intestine.
So there's poop bacteria.
It's not even poop.
But it's poop bacteria because you share the same bacteria as poop.
Seriously, you got to stop talking, Aaron.
But you can find it on most people's skin as well. That's the thing they didn't test.
Did you ever see that? That can't go in the screen like that. When they did the Mythbusters about like toothbrushes in the bathroom, just by virtue of the vicinity of the bathroom, fecal matter is going to get on your thing.
Right.
Ew.
Are you trying to interrogate us for something, Bob?
Oh, no. No, I'm so. Oh, it did go up. Okay. No, I'm just trying to set the lighting because I feel like I'm in the dark.
Well, you look like you're in the dark.
Iggy's back. He's eating Girl Scout cookies.
Hey, let me cheater. Fix my light.
And he's frozen in slow motion eating Girl Scout cookies, and it looks hilarious.
It's like. Bob, you were better before. Whatever you did made it worse.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Did y'all continue without me?
Sort of.
We didn't really have much to say.
I'm going to need like all of tomorrow evening to edit this episode. Tyler, yeah, I'm going to need this uploaded tonight.
I'm pretty sure that it's still like trying to convert the first one. It took a little while.
Are you watching like pornography in the background? Because I can hear a lady talking.
Boy, Laura would love to be on this. We need to get Laura on it.
Yeah.
Adam, get Laura.
We only have one headset, y'all.
That's okay.
You can share a mic.
Bob, why are you hiding in the shadows?
Give people one mic.
Well,
he thought he was fixing his lighting, and in fact, he just made it significantly worse.
It's okay. We can still see you. We can see you, Bob.
So that that pacing of viewers or of listeners we were going to have for May
gone.
Right,
this episode's going to kill it.
Yeah. Well, worst case scenario, if we if the video keeps having us trouble, we'll do audio only, but just have one person host and record, and have everyone else call in on the phone. You know what else we can do with sharing videos is we can we talk about cosplay all the time. Now we can actually show pictures.
Totes.
That's cool.
Oh yeah.
Do you guys know who Jessica Drew is?
No. Tell us.
Is she related to Nancy Drew?
I have no idea.
I doubt it. I bet they're cousins.
I just I'm not a I don't follow cosplay like some of the people else on the team do, and she's a cosplayer, and she just did a really good Triss from The Witcher recently.
Ooh. Triss. Are you going to show us? Or are you just going to tell us about
it? I can. Here, give me a second.
I don't think anybody else listening to our podcast wants to you to show it to us.
Yeah, but we can talk about it.
I think they want to hear us talk.
Well, okay. Do they?
I was just saying. Well, I mean, we were just talking to you. I wasn't going to show it to you. I'm just going to look at it myself.
So did everybody get Star Wars at the theater preview?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I did.
Not at the worst theater in the world. They didn't show Star Wars trailer.
I got it in IMAX 3D, and it was literally was the best part of the night. Like that was the one part of the night that gave me goosebumps and chill.
Oh yeah.
And I had it in Dolby Atmos 3D. By the way, the 3D for Jurassic World looks sick. It looks so good.
It did look pretty good, and I'm Mr. Anti 3D, but it looked pretty good.
Yeah. And yeah, the 3D for Avengers was good. It didn't even, you know, at times
it was very subtle. Like they didn't.
Yeah, very.
It was barely 3D, which I'm totally cool with. I would have rather seen it in 2D. There was none of that. Hey, look what we can do, kind of stuff.
Look at my finger. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
So, no, and I don't think Whedon would do that.
Yeah. I'm
what is all that noise going on?
Not me.
I don't know.
I'm holding still. You guys can see.
I do hear something in the background, though.
The thunder? No.
So, okay. We've talked Avengers. We've talked Mad Max. We've talked original Mad Max. We've talked Suicide Squad. We even hinted at some cosplay there.
We talked about 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. Oh. That had to be covered. Had to be covered.
I need to shower.
Oh, gross. Gross. It gets you that excited?
No.
Anything else exciting this week in the geek world?
Silent Hills will not be a game.
That was a big one.
That hurt.
Thank goodness.
A lot. What?
It's too scary.
Aaron can't handle the scare.
You stop. But not Let's thank goodness. Talking. This was going to be an amazing piece of video game art. That is no longer going to exist, and that hurts.
All five of us were together when you played the playable trailer.
No, let's not talk about it. I'm like all by myself. There's nobody here to, you know, talk to me.
To scare you even further.
What's that behind you? No, seriously though, on the camera.
I'm gonna quit.
By the door.
She did turn around and look, everybody, just so you all know.
So
and now she probably won't sleep. Dang it, Tyler.
No, she's not going to turn back around and face the computer. That's for sure. Yeah. Aaron, you can join us again. We're going to quit talking about scary stuff.
Aaron,
so,
lock yourself in the closet.
Any other big video games? Usually now we're starting at the point. We've had some news around the next Bartman. Batman. It's about time we got a Bartman video game, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, I did see him at C2E2.
Oh yeah, Bartman. Yeah, no. Bartman, Batman Arkham Knight looks very, very good. They've got a. They just released the art for, Batgirl, so a playable character, Batgirl, not just a skin or anything like that. So that looks very, very cool. The summer's a tough time. They don't want to compete with the movies, so you don't get a lot of big releases. They wait until fall, but there'll be some that creep out. Once you get into late September, October, it's every week there's one to two big titles. Like your big AAAs tend to wait around. Not all of them, though.
Finally get more Halo.
Yep, eventually.
What the heck is going on?
I do not know. I think she left her mic turned on.
There's a dog was just in the screen there for a second.
Can you mute her, Tyler?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
There we go. Yeah, that's better. All right. Yeah. So you've got some video games coming out. I think Batman Arkham Knight's going to be phenomenal. Because you're back to the Rocksteady Studio after kind of the disappointment of Origin. So I think that'll be
looking good.
Yeah. You'll have a big seller too there. Make money.
Denver Comic Con coming up in just a couple weeks. We'll be there, set up at booth 253. Aaron Lay, the cosplayer, might be joining us. I don't know. She just disappears from things randomly now. So unknowingly, we definitely will have some information about two other big Denver things coming up. We'll, of course, be at Rocky Mountain Con next fall. But I'm pretty excited. I'm going to talk about it for our Denver listeners and our regional listeners to Denver that can show up if somebody lets me talk without crazy noise. But Project Cosplay. So what do you guys think so far about Project Cosplay?
I'm excited. Well,
why don't you fill in our listeners a little bit there, Iggy, so that they know what's going on.
Glad to. So Project Cosplay is inspired by Project Cause Awesome, which they've done a couple events now. So Project Cosplay will be powered by Project Nerd and Cause Awesome Studios. Will be taking place late September in Denver, and we will be putting together an event-filled weekend for just cosplay. So imagine getting ready to go to the convention in your best cosplay, but let's take the convention out of there. And all you're going to do is hang out, do photo shoots, workshops, panels all weekend, all centered around cosplay. We expect to have some of the region's best photographers in to be shooting, as well as we'll be inviting out cosplayers at a ridiculously low rate. We just secured a venue. We don't have it on paper yet, so I won't say anything yet, but we should have that lined up for the end of September. And I think it's going to be fun because Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, just lining up Marvel shoots at the poker table, you know, DC shoots, other video game related shoots. We'll have a green room, a black room, a poker table, and then, of course, our main hall with the panel. So that way people can actually do like Warblow workshops or maybe other crafting, different panels there to help people, you know, who need to master different parts of their costuming. I think it's going to be a blast.
That sounds good.
That sounds like a lot of fun for sure. Definitely for those folks who want to, like you said, kind of further that craft, because there is a lot to different cosplays and, you know, all right, well, I'm good at working fabric, but I'm not comfortable making solid armor pieces, that kind of stuff. So it'll expand people's ability to do the characters that they love, I think, with being less afraid. No, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so. You guys coming out for that?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
We got a lot of things going on.
We do have a lot of things going on.
We're moving and stuff. There's lots of moving happening.
So we're trying our best to do the podcast this way because it is heartbreaking. We're going separate directions, but we'll all stay connected as one.
We're like one heart. We're breaking up.
Once Iggy gets real internet.
Yes, I am in a hotel right now. So I am already relocated to Colorado. Of course, Project Nerd will now be headquartered out of the Denver area. So pretty excited for that. But we will also still have a strong presence in the Kansas City area, thanks to a couple of our gentlemen. And then we'll also be moving further out east with the presence, thanks to Adam. So a lot of good things happening for us for Project Nerd. And like I said, not only our normal conventions that we'll be going the rest of the year, but I'm pretty stoked for that Project Cosplay event. All right, guys. Well, let's just wrap up episode 30 of the Nerdcast. We've talked trailers. We've talked Avengers. We talked all the fun things. And we made tons of references to this video that we all can see that you'll probably never see. So
I hope not.
Do you hope not? I'm just going to release clips of just Adam's responses to things out of context too.
I'm just curious to see
my awesome beard.
I'm curious to see how some of the video comes through of just Iggy, like, randomly leaving the conversation and then popping back in and, like, out of phase. So I think that's how I do. And the fact that we went from 4 to 5 just randomly in the second half of the episode.
Yeah. That's because you scared her.
Oh, with the there's something behind her thing? Is that what it was?
Probably.
All right, fine. I'll take that.
Her out. She's locked herself in the bathroom.
We will. Well, we may be gone next week. We'll see what happens with this episode. But we are definitely experimenting with the new system. So give us some feedback. Tell us what we are doing. Because a lot of us can't hear our own things too. So make sure you're telling us so we can make sure as we get ready for what's going to be season 5 and it's going to include a video release of each of the podcasts. Make sure you're letting us know how we're doing, what we're doing. But our listeners are growing. We can't thank you all enough for joining us on the Nerdcast. But if you like what we're doing, definitely, like I said, give us that feedback, but also share it with your friends and tell us how we can be better. So, all right, Tyler.
Are we done?
You got the controls, so you can kick us out of here.
All right, everyone. Have a good one.